Thought there would be some good options for us tonight. You know, we didn't necessarily think we would need to trade back or trade up, and being patient, you know, paid off. I know I usually do trade, but we had opportunities both ways, but liked what was, you know, like what was there. And yeah, a guy like Max, you don't know that he's going to fall that far. We had him in for a 30 visit, been around him a few times, great young man. Yeah, you know, if you guys were watching the TV, you could see his infectious personality and smile, and he's a good kid. He'll add obviously speed to our DB room, and we think he'll pair well with what we already have. Yeah, I mean, we have a couple guys that go in there. Pete Harris has probably been in there the most, but yeah, I mean, Pete, you know, very high on him, you know, through the process and all the things. I mean, that's, you don't end up with a first round grade, you know, like this guy had, you know, if your area scout's kind of down on him. So yeah, it's been all positive. And like I said, our interactions with him, whether it was in Indy or for a 30 visit, all been great.
So obviously, are his best traits? And obviously, he cleared the tackling bar for you. What do you think of his tackling?
Yeah, I mean, I think he is a willing tackler. He has played at a lighter weight. He was playing in the 180s. You know, he's in the 190s now. He's beefed up a little bit. I think he'll be able to still carry that weight and carry the speed. He knows that. I don't think it's sometimes, you know, when we're grading guys, Mark, it's effort, like willing, you know, are you a willing tackler? He is definitely a willing tackler. Did he get big boy once in a while or bounce off? Yes. But he's willing. We'll continue to, you know, he's young, he's 21, be 22, I think. So we'll continue to get him in our weight program and get him sturdy, but it's not from a lack of effort, and he's got the obviously coverage skills, ball skills that you look for in a corner.
How much does it help to have Tre'Davious back and just that you don't have to rush this guy in at this point? You have some veterans at that position.
Yeah, I think that's great. I mean, that's why you bring a Dane, who we brought back first, and then Tre'Davious the other day. So we feel good that we've got guys there if Maxwell's not ready. It'll be an open competition like we do everywhere of who will win that job opposite Christian, and you know, may the best man win. And yeah, maybe even if he doesn't win it right away, maybe, you know, more time on task, he gets in there later in the year. But we do feel, you know, adding him, like I said, gives us something that we don't have in that room currently with the speed that he runs. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, ultimately, Tim, it's hard to win every matchup. Like, you can get a big, strong corner, and he's going to struggle against the smaller, shiftier players. Is he going to get out-muscled once in a while on a jump ball against some guys? If he's going against a Mike Evans or, you know, some bigger guys like that, yes, you know, he's not going to win all those, but what you do love is his recovery speed. He doesn't panic with the ball to his back. He anticipates. He's an instinctive player. He's got a lot of good qualities. If he had that too, he probably wouldn't have been, you know what I'm saying? He probably wouldn't have been down there at 29. He'd have probably been up there in the top 5 or 10. As far as teams' trades, yeah, we were having conversations with people more behind us. You know, people come up, some of the teams that ended up coming up, checking in. But we didn't want to commit to that till we saw what was there on the board. And, yeah, we had options to go back. But we had a good grade on Max, and we're excited that he was available. Yeah. Yeah, we think, first off, he can match up. You know, he's got the speed and enough size. He's not, you know, size is not his number one thing, but he'll be fine there. He can play off and you know he'll continue to work on that. But he can play with zone eyes, and so that's part of what we like about him. Sal is the versatility.
Mark Stoops sends a lot of DBs to the pros. What about his coaching or their scheme?
Yeah, they've done a great job. A lot of their players that come out of there are pro ready, not just DBs. And a good, you know, I know that's considered sometimes a basketball school, but they've put out some good football players. And again, we think Maxwell's going to be another one.
How important was it knowing that you know you moved on, you don't have Rasul back, and you moved on from here, knowing that you had an immediate hole there to be able to address it with a guy that you had a first round grade on?
Yeah, I mean, you love when the grade matches the value, it matches the need. You do. And you just don't know how it's going to fall. And again, that's why sometimes you make the decision if the grade doesn't match, maybe you trade back, you know. And so us staying there told, you know, is us saying that's where we value and we believe he fits that value, and why trade back, you know, especially when it's a position of need.
Where is that shoulder injury he dealt with?
Yeah. Yep. He's good. He's back. As far as we know everything, he should be participating in the spring once he gets here.
Second year in a row that you took a player from Kentucky. Do you remember going back when you were scouting Ray Davis, did anything show up for you about Maxwell that carried over this year?
Yeah, I mean, you see guys like that you're – when you're following players that are, you know, premier players, you're going, man – I mean, there's even guys this year that are true freshmen that you're going, man, that guy in 2 years. So, yes, Max, the guy we've followed, we've had our eye on – And Ray, you know, we've asked Ray about him. Ray speaks very highly of him. You know, we always try to do that with the players that have played with guys on our team that know kind of the Bills culture and how we do things. And, you know, I know a guy there that was in Carolina that's in their athletic office that was with us for a couple summers, and spoke to him recently, and he raves about the character of Max, and obviously he loves the player and all that, but the person.
Is there anything that stood out about him when you were scouting him, what you saw in film, or at the combine, or during the meeting that said, yeah, this is a guy that he's Buffalo, you know, or Bills worthy?
I think just the speed he brings, the recovery speed, like the play, they actually showed it. We watched it with him in his indie interview in the combine. The play where he was going against Isaiah Bond. I don't know if you had on that channel. It was on upstairs. Isaiah Bond runs a post, and he's got him a couple steps on him, and he just swivels around and just takes off and breaks it up. You know, and so that's the. It's hard to have recovery speed like that. You know, when you're talking. Some guys run fast, like they run track fast, but they don't play fast. You see the, you know, I don't know if I could say 4.26, but you saw 4.3 on film as a player, and you're always looking to add speed as long as the football player matches it.
How impressed were you by his ability to take to the house when he gets the ball in his
hand? Yeah, I mean, he's, again, you go to that speed, he's got ball skills. There are guys that have speed, but they don't track it well, or they just can't make the play. He's got that. You know, his thing he'll have to watch on. He anticipates. Sometimes those guys that anticipate, they get double moved. Now, he does have the recovery speed, but that'll be one of the things that, you know, everybody's got holes in their game, right? Nothing's perfect, but he loves to make plays on the ball. He's an aggressive player, attacking the ball, which we like. And we'll just, you know, tell him to read his keys and learn. And I think Jamal Adai, you know, a year, him being here a year, did a really good job with our guys. And so I'm excited for Jamal to get his hands, you know, on Max and really get him dialed into our system and how we do things.
Now that you're through the first round and you wouldn't necessarily be giving up any inside info here, heading into today before the first pick goes off the board, what was your thinking or
philosophy of not drafting at all today because of the ability to gather assets deep onto Oakland, but then obviously the board felt like you said, what was your appetite for that? Yeah, I mean, it was there. It's really, Tim, the same appetite as it was last year. You sit there, you build your board, and you put all these hours in to get your board where, you know, for the Buffalo Bills, how you see it, how many first-round grades you have, and, you know, if you've got guys there, and when your pick is up, wherever you're at 30, 28, whatever, if not, you start looking to get back. You know, maybe you would get back if you had a first-round grade, and it's not a position of need at all. You're really not going to get that value out of them. You could trade back, but this was obviously a position of need. But if he was gone and we felt like, man, we've lost that value, we would have taken what we thought was the best deal to go back into round two. Yeah, fun-loving guy. You felt his personality really here on the 30 visit. Because when you're meeting these guys in Indies, it's like 15, 16 minutes. So it's speed dating. You got him here all day. You got support staff around him. And everyone talked about an infectious smile, easy to get along with, fun guy, enjoyed being at the table. Some guys, when we have three or four guys, like to be more to themselves. Max was kind of in the middle of it, a very jovial young man. And like I said, everything that we've gotten from the school matches what we saw in person. So he's a team first guy. It doesn't surprise me to hear that he was dapping guys up even when his name wasn't called.
Yeah,